Bob, and welcome to the home of explanation. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning. What a glorious day. It's unbelievable. We're at Steel Stacks down by the former Bethlehem Steel property, and just a magnificent morning. We invite you to come down and join us. That would be fabulous. As a matter of fact, if you come down and say hi, if you're really nice to Bobby Williams, he might hand you the microphone and let you say hi on radio. If you make a donation to Laughing in My Nightmare, you'll definitely get to say hi on the radio. And, gosh, join the entire event. It's going to be what an event indeed. It's just getting started. If I understand right, registration starts up here shortly, and then you'll be seeing lots of runners. You'll see lots of walkers. You'll see lots of rollers, because this is the Laughing at My Nightmare event, where it's the run, walk, roll event. It's designed to raise funds for Laughing at My Nightmare, a wonderful nonprofit doing wonderful, wonderful work to support the needs of disabled individuals throughout the Lehigh Valley and beyond, and beyond. If you're a loyal listener to More Than Money, you know that we had Sarah Usenoff and Shane Burke on. Shane, what a man. On just a couple of weeks ago to give you some input into the types of things that they're doing. And they've got a huge project coming up where they're going to be donating a handicap-equipped van to some very, very appropriate and worthy individual that needs assistance. So we are very, very happy to be here. The Laughing in My Nightmare 5K. It's a big fundraiser event. There's lots going on here. There's lots of food. There's lots of fun stuff to do, lots of raffles, some games that you can participate in, lots of ways to separate you from some of your dollars so that we can put those dollars to good use. And we're really, really anxious to have you to join us. If that's not enough, if a glorious day, absolute perfection, if meeting Bobby Williams is not enough, if meeting Gene Dickinson is not enough, if running, walking, rolling is not enough, gosh, we've got a More Than Money team coming in here this morning, headed up by my beautiful wife Diane and my lovely daughter Alyssa, and then it just explodes from there. I've lost track of how many folks we have on the team this year. Last year I think we had 8 or 10, and I think this year it might be double that. It's just unbelievable. First of all, it's a great event. Second of all, it's a great cause. Third of all, it's just rocking good fun. If you've not been to Steel Stacks, easy to find. South side of Bethlehem, you can't miss it. And if you haven't, you should come and experience the venue itself. And then, of course, spend a little bit of money and invest a little bit of money in a very, very worthy cause. If you're joining us for the very first time, you've got More Than Money. We serve you. Our agenda is very, very simple. It's whatever's important to you. So anything in your financial life that's got a question mark attached to it, if you've got questions about your investments, your retirement, about your income taxes, about your 401k or your Roth IRA, about your estate planning, wills, trusts, long-term care, etc., we're here to help. And of course, if you want to talk about starting a business, running a business, liquidating a business, we can absolutely help you with all that as well. And we do that a number of ways. You can give us a call, 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. You can send me an email. That works really well. Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. That, again, works really well. And you can, wherever you've got access to the Internet, you've got access to More Than Money. All you have to do, log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. Hit the Listen Live button, and you've got the entire show piped right to you wherever you've got Internet access. We've got listeners literally coast to coast, north and south. And, of course, now that Shane's living in Minnesota and we've got family in Minnesota, we've got lots of listeners in Minnesota as well. Shane Burkaw is he's in the house. He has made the trip. He's in from Minnesota. He and Hannah And, of course, you'll meet Sarah as well and all the great volunteers. Fantastic. Just fantastic. So if you would like to listen and you're further afield, morethanmoneyonline.com, you can listen live. And then also you can ask questions. Just hit the Ask Gene button, and that takes you directly into the radio show indeed. So fantastic. Absolutely unbelievable. The weather is perfection. It's already warm. It's already fantastic. Not a cloud in the sky. You should be here. You should absolutely be here. Speaking of you should be aware. I hope you already know. Father's Day is tomorrow. And for all the fathers, we wish them a wonderful, wonderful day and great happiness and lots of fun with family. The U.S. Open going on this weekend. That's lots of fun for those of us who are silly enough to think that golf is fun rather than just flat out torture, for God's sakes. So it's a busy sports weekend here in America, in Russia, the World Cup. Does anybody really care about the World Cup? Not as far as I'm concerned. All right, for all you soccer fans out there, that wasn't offensive. That was not offensive. It was rude. It was insensitive, but it wasn't offensive. Goodness gracious. But it's the World Cup. Lots going on there. And, of course, right back here in America, lots going on politically. The Inspector General's report out about the FBI handling of lots of stuff. Totally incompetent. Lots of bias. Come on. What are you talking about? This silliness. But what's really important this morning is that we serve you. You're not part of the show. You're the heart of the show. If you have a question, 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, or log on to morethanmoneyonline.com. Let's go to the email bag. Let me see. Gentleman writes, I'm 72. I expect to still be working for another 2 or 3 years. Good for you. I inherited a little over $100,000. Nice. My mortgage balance is, coincidentally, a little over $100,000. My interest rate is 3.5%. It's fixed. Should I pay off my mortgage or invest the money and use the profits to pay off the mortgage? Interesting question. No surprise to most of you that there's going to be some form of it depends. It depends because it really will depend on what your goal is, what your objective is with this money. If you're looking at this as part of your financial picture, part of your normal financial picture, then you're going to lean towards paying off your mortgage. If working for you is another 2 or 3 years, you'll be 74, 75 years old. It's an appropriate age for us to be looking at reducing our debt load as low as we possibly can. Paying off our mortgage would be a really good start at that, or maybe a really good ender for that. So if that's how you're kind of viewing this, as it's part of what we do, and or it's part of my my normal financial approach, then in all likelihood, you're going to want to pay off your mortgage. If, on the other hand, you're looking at this as a longer term, perhaps a little more fun or a little more opportunity, a little more growth opportunity experience, then you may very well wish to do exactly what you described. Invest the money with the target of making a greater than a 3.5% rate of return so that you can pay the mortgage from the proceeds and still end up with your $100,000 intact. I would suspect, I'm guessing because it's not in your email, that you don't have very many years left on your mortgage. If I picked a number and said 10, well, if you could pay this mortgage from the proceeds from this investment over the next 10 years, even if during certain years it ends up eating into a bit of principal, you might very well end up in 10 years with no debt whatsoever and $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. And ideally, if you end up being able to earn plenty of money to pay that 3.5%, you might very well find yourself in a position where at the end of 10 years, you've paid off your mortgage and you have $100,000. Of course, if you're very conservative, if you're a bird in the hand kind of guy, you pay that mortgage off, you save all those monthly payments, and you're off to the races. Pretty good idea and pretty interesting opportunity for you. Thanks for the email. We appreciate it very much. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Approaching the microphone, the dapper, the Midwest draw.
Are you able to hold it? Maybe.
We're going to have to get, are you good? Yep. Mr. Shane Burkaw, good morning, sir.
What is up, Gene? How are you?
What is up? How about perfection?
A sunny, beautiful day here at the Lafayette Midnightmare 5K. Better than last year. Last year we had some heavy rain, so we are happy for the sun.
Yeah, we did the radio show last year. I was standing in a coil of extension cords.
Right, right.
As the rain poured around me.
Safe. Nice and safe.
It's probably OSHA approved, probably. My life did flash before me several times. It was either that or I got a little spark up. One or the other.
It's
great to have you back in the Valley.
Thank you. Good to be back. Yeah, I got here on Thursday night. Drove about 8 hours, so long drive, but good to be back. I'm happy to be here.
I'm sure your family wouldn't miss
it. Oh yeah, good to see mom and dad and my brother. Yeah, absolutely.
Hannah's with you, of course.
Yep, my girlfriend Hannah's here, volunteering here today. So happy to have her here.
I'm looking around. The volunteer crew has grown by what, two
right?
or three times?
Yeah, I think we have over 30 or 40 volunteers this year. So
just fabulous.
Wonderful. Yeah.
We had Sarah on. We got you from a 7-hour delay from Minnesota a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So a lot of folks have heard a little bit about Laughing at My Nightmare.
Right.
Just give them the Reader's Digest condensed version.
So Laughing at My Nightmare is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And what we do is we provide equipment to people living with the same disease that I have, muscular dystrophy. People from all over the Lehigh Valley and all over the country are able to apply for the equipment that they need to make their lives more comfortable, healthier, more productive, and we provide that to them. And we've been doing this for about 6 years now. We've given away over $85,000 in equipment to 60 people, I believe.
Wow.
So we're changing lives, and we wouldn't be able to do it without all the people that support us and come out to our events. So
it's got to make your heart warm.
It does, yeah.
It's got to. All these folks were here really, really early.
Hundreds and hundreds of people, yeah.
Getting all this ready, and then the folks who show up are... They're touched by it.
So happy.
Oh, they
Everyone's
are.
Everyone's so
Absolutely.
Happy.
Exactly.
They're here to run. I don't know why they're happy. But, yeah.
That's a fairly good point. It's actually, it does make you wonder.
They're paying to run.
Yeah, they're paying to run, and they're happy.
They're paying to run and then hurt afterwards.
Says something.
Hey, whatever floats anybody's boat. Who am I to judge? Come on. Bottom line, today, what do you think might be the fundraising effort? What did we do last year?
Last year we did about 15,000, I believe. This year we set our sights on 20. We are already almost at 30,000. So we are blowing it out of the water.
Well done.
Yeah, we'll see what we end up with today.
Well, certainly your mission resonates. It touches people's hearts. Your title, Laughing at My Nightmare, it's a hook.
It's a hook.
It's a hook.
We all have nightmares. We all have challenges in our lives.
Yes.
And our message is that it's possible to reframe them in a positive way and to approach them with a positive mindset and a sense of humor And we believe that if you can do that, you will live a better life. So we help people do that.
There's just tons of wisdom in that. I've got no argument with any of that. You're absolutely right. The humor part, I got it, and I appreciate it. So from day one, that's been part of how we've connected,
how you and I.
And I think a lot of people appreciate that. There's too much grim in the world.
Absolutely. Just laugh at it. That's what we do here at Laughing at My Nightmare.
Your weekly What Makes Me Smile.
Yep.
Appreciated by lots of folks. Do you have any idea how many folks are reading that now?
We put the estimate with my blog and the Facebook page, somewhere around 500,000 people read it every Sunday between 9 and 11 a.m. Yeah.
Bobby, it would take me almost 3 weeks to reach that number of people on my radio show. That's a lot of people. That's wow. Well, and understandably so. There's never been a column I didn't read that I didn't smile. Some of this stuff is a little twisted, dude.
Yeah, that's the point, though.
Okay.
When it makes you laugh, when it makes you smile, makes you think. Yeah.
All of that. You've been reporting of late. You've been making some really, really interesting progress.
Yeah, so I'm on a new treatment for my disease. I have never been able to walk. I've never been able to crawl. Last week, for the first time in probably 15 years, I was able to sit upright, not in my chair, without anyone holding me or helping me. And that is totally the treatment doing its thing. So it's a pretty amazing feeling. Don't quite know how to express it, but yeah.
Expressed it really well. And God bless.
Thank you, Gene.
A relatively new medical policy apparently coming out of the federal government called Try It.
I'm not familiar. I probably should be.
up till this point, lots of folks have wanted to try experimental treatments.
Uh-huh.
Either an insurance company says no, Medicare says no, Medicaid says no, somebody says no.
Yeah.
And then they get to a point where they are terminal,
right,
or near terminal.
Yeah.
And they want to try something, and the government mm-hmm. says, no, you can't do that.
Right, right.
The new policy says, yes, you can.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Sounds like a step up, indeed. Indeed. Well, I know you've got to get ready. Lots going on.
Got to warm up for my run. Stretch out my legs.
Or
warm up my wheels.
Warm up your wheels.
My motor.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Shane.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Mr. Shane Burkaw. The young man's amazing. The young man is amazing. Bobby, if there happens to be a drink anywhere in the facility, there's some Gatorades right there. Maybe you could grab one of those. Apparently the pollen has gotten to me a little bit. My apologies. My apologies. One of the first things you'll notice about Shane when you meet him, of course, is the wheelchair. Shane's been in a wheelchair since he's 2 years old. He's 25, 26 years old now. Never walked, never ran, never crawled, as he said, according to his mom and all the recollections. And he's making progress. The second thing that you'll notice when you meet Shane Burkaw is his amazing spirit. Absolutely amazing spirit. He has a willingness to battle, a willingness to jump in. John, I got to take a break. 1 second. Yeah. Bob. I don't know if that's any better, John, but we're going to do our very best. We've got 4 minutes before break, so we'll see if we can make it through there. Lots of friends showing up. And Stephanie, hey, and that's the man. Fantastic. It's the first time I got to meet their family. Stephanie works with us on our MTM team, and I saw Sue Velarde a little bit earlier and a couple of her friends, and folks are just lining up. If you're just joining us, you've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. 780 years of experience. We're at the Steel Stacks. We're in Southside Bethlehem. We're here for the Laughing at My Nightmare 5K run, walk, roll. They don't care. You can run. You can be blazing fast. You can walk. You can stroll. You can jump in your wheelchair. You can jump in your scooter. You can roll around this place. But you're going to enjoy yourself, and you're going to be with lots of people that are here for a wonderful, wonderful reason, which is to raise funds for Laughing at My Nightmare. They're doing a fabulous job. Tons of volunteers, lots of opportunity for fun, and you should be part of it. You should head on down and join us. If you're coming down, we're right in the heart of things here. Stop over to the table, say hi to Gene, say hi to Bobby Williams, and be part of it as well. It's easy to do. Any donation is very much welcome. They've blown through their goal, but that doesn't mean that they want to stop there, of course. It means that they want to go bigger and better. They've already helped over 60 individuals with challenges like muscular dystrophy throughout the country, over $85,000 in grants. They're about ready to give away a handicap-equipped van, and they want to do more. Here's a young man with tons of challenges. He doesn't see it that way. He sees it as a wonderful life with great opportunity to do nothing but have tons of positive impact throughout the country. And he's already all over that. How much time do we have there, sir? Two. If you're listening to More Than Money this morning and you've got a question, the email process works really, really well. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E. And askmtm.com, or you can call 610-720-7900, or you can go onto the website morethanmoneyonline.com. Lots of music, lots of activity, lots of good fun, and if we can be of any service to you along the way throughout the course of our show, that's exactly what we want to do. So please make sure you join us. If you are not able to join us for this morning for any reason, but you would still like more information to help you in your financial picture, we offer a free second opinion meeting with any More Than Money advisor. All you need to do is ask. Easiest way to do that is to send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. But if you wish and you'd like to talk to wonderful, talented, intelligent human beings, that would be my team. That wouldn't actually necessarily apply to, you know, me. But all you have to do is call the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands, in Nazareth, between Nazareth and Bethlehem. All you have to do is call anytime during the week, 610-746-7007. 610-746-7007. Cool day. Unbelievable. I've got an email coming up about a young lady who lost her husband and is managing her money for the very first time. We're going to attack that after the break and make sure that we give that good exploration so that we can help her as much as we possibly can. We're going to wrap up. My volume. This is my volume. That's doing nothing for me. Thank you so much. Very good. So, Mr. John Elliott, we're going to go to break. And when we return, I'm going to answer emails. I'm going to answer questions from you. And we're going to do so much more on More Than Money. You've been so kind and generous. I don't know how you keep on giving. And now What We Do. You are on More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. This is the place to be this morning. You have got to come down and join us. We're at Steel Stacks in South Bethlehem. We're here for the Laughing at My Nightmare 5K run, walk, and roll. It is an event for everybody. We've got lots of runners here, lots of folks who are clearly runners. We've got lots of folks who are clearly walkers. And we have a wonderful contingent of folks led by our own Shane Burkaw, who is, in his case, in a wheelchair. We've got lots of young people in strollers. We've got lots of, and those fancy strollers, too, that folks that run can push their kids in the strollers. Those are fun. But whether you are running, walking, or rowing, you can be here to support a wonderful organization that helps alleviate some of the challenges that folks with muscular dystrophy and many other physical disabilities face on a daily basis. They've been doing it now 5 years and have raised lots of money. Gosh, you got to be here. Music is fabulous. The weather is perfection, and you've also got more than money. So come on down and join us, and join us indeed. 610-720-7900 lets you join us. Gene at AskMTM.com lets you join us. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com lets you join us. So come on down and be part of a wonderful, wonderful event. Young lady writes, I'm managing my money on my own for the first time in my life. Before I got married, my dad invested for me. After I got married, my husband handled our personal finances. And after 42 years of marriage, my husband passed away suddenly, not very long ago. I'm slowly coming out of the fog and beginning to dig into our investments. And the first thing I notice is the different kinds of investments that my husband chose over the ones from my dad. I still have the account my dad set up for me all those years ago. He has me in had me in stock, seven of them, all good companies. My husband had the rest of our accounts in mutual funds, a total of 22 different funds. We also have an annuity that provides me with an income that's guaranteed for as long as I live. It seems that we've done very well with my husband's choices. I'm hoping you can explain to me why my dad and my husband invested so differently and which is better for me. Let's start with the differences. The differences are stocks of 60, 70, 80 years ago could be purchased and held onto for a very long time with reasonable degree of protection security. As soon as Bobby Williams is back, we'll have you on. As soon as Bobby Williams comes back, we'll have you on. Stocks today offer a great deal more, in my opinion, risk. And as a result, mutual funds have become very, very popular because mutual funds extend that risk. They mitigate that risk. They lessen that risk through diversification. So is it possible to do very, very well with stocks? The answer is yes. Is it possible to do very, very well with mutual funds? The answer is yes. And the reality is, since you already have both, you would be well served to sit with a financial advisor and evaluate whether or not hanging on to everything you've got is exactly what you should do. I'm guessing from the numbers that you gave me that you're in your mid to late 60s. And if that is true, you need to be far more concerned at this point about hanging on to money, about being a bit more conservative, about understanding how to make sure that your money lasts far longer than you do about gains. And while individual stocks can be very, very useful over time in accumulating significant gains, quite often they produce minimal income or risks that are slightly higher than we might normally wish. So, bottom line for us is there's nothing inherently wrong with either approach. Make sure that you're evaluating everything that you currently own, everything that you either got from your dad or have taken over in terms of management from your husband, and make sure that that fits for your financial goals. That's the most important thing. It's not the tool, it's what it accomplishes. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Sarah, I apologize if I knew how to, he's around the corner, but I don't know where around the corner. Absolutely. We'll do that. Thanks very much. That's good. Thank you. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We've got lots going on here. This place is really, really hopping. Come on down and join us. We're at the Steel Stacks. We're in South Bethlehem, right off of Founders Way. Tons of runners, walkers, rollers have already come in to register, get their badges, get their maracas. Apparently maracas are a big thing this year. And it is a very, very exciting time. Tons of music, tons of sunshine. This is the place to be this morning. And you can absolutely come down and join us. There he is. For now, thank you. Bottom line for us is come on down, make a generous donation, jump on air. We'll make sure that we get you an opportunity to say hi to some friends, perhaps, or maybe ask a question on air, or maybe just join us and have some fun. 610-720-7900. Gentleman writes, young gentleman, my wife and I are looking for our first house. We've been saving for a down payment. We paid off all our debt. Wow. We met with a mortgage broker, and we've been looking at homes. I guess we're feeling some pressure because everyone's talking about how interest rates are rising. It seems like we have to move very fast to not get caught in really high rates and maybe payments we can't afford. We're watching the Fed, crossing our fingers, but we're just not sure what to do. Well, you're doing what you should do. Yes, interest rates are rising. Yes, 30-year mortgages a year ago were 3.5%. Yes, 30-year mortgages currently are 4.5-ish. That you've got to keep a very, very close eye on, because if they go too high, they may give you a payment that you can't afford for the house that you want. So you've got to work very closely with your mortgage broker. You've got to look very, very carefully at what you can afford and stay within appropriate limits. You cannot extend. So a couple of things that you might want to look at. Number one, you've got to have a really good real estate advisor, salesman, for lack of a better word, to say that, hey, a new house is on the market. Quality houses at good prices go very, very quickly. So you want to be able to be on top of the housing market and understand exactly what you're getting, exactly what's available for you to get. Number two, you might want to be a little more flexible. Lots of folks listening today started out literally with, we often called it, a starter house. It wasn't the dream home. It wasn't the ideal home. It probably needed a lot of paint. It probably needed a lot of paper. It probably needed a lot of everything if their starter houses were like my starter house. But it allowed you to get in relatively smaller down payment, relatively smaller monthly payments, and put yourself in a position where you could build equity, improve the value of the property, have a higher equity value, a higher asset value by your own, what we used to call sweat equity. Sounds a little icky. But the reality is sweat equity is a wonderful, wonderful thing indeed. And if you're in a position where that works for you, you don't mention whether you have children or not. Lots of folks do this, and they buy fixer-uppers with even if they have children, but if you're without children, it might make it a little bit easier. All of these things you've got to kind of juggle. Moving quickly, likely a good idea. The Fed raised rates again this week, and they've announced that they expect to raise rates two more times before the end of the year. Keep in mind that the Fed raising rates is not a direct impact on the mortgage market. but it ends up impacting the mortgage market. So even though it may not be a big deal right this second, or it may take a little bit of time for those interest rates on the mortgage side to rise, I can assure you they are going to rise. 610-720-7900, Gene and AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. My wife retired 1 year ago, this gentleman writes, and I'm retiring in June. Congratulations. Now, Bobby, there's an outfit I don't want to ever see you wearing, right, to that gentleman's outfit.
Camel?
Yeah, I'm not really sure that you should go that route. I'm just... All right, that's my own fault. I get a squirrel. Sorry, I got distracted. There's a lot to distract if you want to have a ton of fun and be with lots of really positive, energetic, wonderful people for a great opportunity to really benefit some folks who need our assistance. Come on down. We're at the Steel Stacks. Laughing in my nightmare. Fantastic. Gentleman writes, my wife retired 1 year ago. I'm retiring in June. We both have or will have IRA rollovers from our 401ks. His, of course, has not been rolled over yet because he is not yet retired. We both have IRAs. We both have Roth IRAs. We have a joint investment account with mostly stocks, and our house is paid for. Sounds fabulous. Without our house, we have a total of just over $1 million. We will need $30,000 a year from our investments added to our Social Security and small pension to meet our needs in retirement. Is it better to take 3% out of each account or take the entire $30,000 from one account at a time? And if that's the right way to go, what order should we be using our accounts? Oh, my goodness. You're making me work for this. Bottom line is it could very well work to your advantage to take a percentage, in this case, roughly 3% out of each. However, you've got to measure that very, very carefully against your income tax situation. If your income tax bracket is relatively low, then this process probably will work rather nicely. If, on the other hand, your income tax bracket is relatively high, you want to be careful about how much money you take out of taxable accounts and how much money you might be able to take out of a capital gains account. So you've got to be working, in your retirement with a financial advisory firm that offers not just investment counsel, but also offers the opportunity to evaluate your income tax impact and multiple evaluations, multiple what ifs. What if we take some from the Roth? What if we take it all from the capital gains? What if? Now, that sounds logical, and most of you listening today are going to say, well, of course, that's what a financial advisory firm would do. Sadly, I will tell you that many, many, many financial advisory firms, certainly many financial advisors, will not do that. They will specifically decline doing that because they are not permitted by their firm to do that. They don't have the requisite tax experts on their staff. And as a result, they don't want to accept the liability of giving you an answer that may not be exactly correct. So it would not be unusual at all for example, for a stock brokerage operation, whether it be a Wells Fargo or a Merrill Lynch, etc., to simply say we don't provide tax advice. The reverse of that, of course, is a full-service financial advisory firm. More Than Money, MTM Financial Group, certainly falls in that category, where not only do we have financial advisors that are fully qualified, but we also have a complete income tax planning and preparation division. So we have CPAs, we have EAs, we have tax associates that can do exactly what we're describing. Look at all the pieces and determine which should be utilized first, which should be consumed first, and what that tax impact might be. So very, very important that you have that evaluation done. I will say one thing as a general rule. It's not appropriate for every single client, but it is as a general rule or real idea. If you can leave your Roth IRAs untouched for as long a time as you possibly can, I think that will better serve your overall picture. It will push those tax-free dollars into the future, which means they will compound to the maximum amount that they can. It will also potentially allow you to move that Roth IRA money to the next generation, perhaps your children, perhaps even your grandchildren, to see if they might be able to generate some tax-free income as well. So very interesting question, very appropriate question, lots of moving parts, but certainly nothing that a quality professional, financial advisory professional couldn't help with rather easily. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Coming up shortly, next 15 minutes or so, we're going to have Sarah Yuzanoff on from Laughing at My Nightmare. They're going to have their welcoming event here shortly. And if I remember correctly from their website, the Run, Walk, Roll 5K kicks off around 9:30. So you've still got plenty of time to head to South Bethlehem Steel Stacks right off Founders Way. If you're doing the GPS, it's 101 Founders Way, Bethlehem, PA. You'll find it rather easily. And you really do want to be here. You really do want to be here. Lots of music as well. Gentleman writes, my current will is more than 30 years old. Since that time, I lost my first wife to cancer. I raised my two boys, ages 27 and 29, and I built a business that employs 42 people. And 2 years ago, at age 58, married a wonderful woman who had two married daughters and two grandchildren. Well, congratulations. That is fabulous. I know we need to do some serious estate planning, but I have three big concerns that has so far stopped me from making the progress that I need to make. Neither of my boys works in my business. I've had the business evaluated at about $5 million, and it has real potential to grow far larger. But the boys have their own careers, which are mostly artistic, and pay them almost nothing. And they've been living on an allowance that I give them. How do I get them ready to run the business? Number two, neither boy has shown any interest in learning money skills. How do I get them trained so they don't make poor choices when I'm gone? And lastly, how do my wife and I plan our estates for each other and for our families? I don't see any sense in doing up a new will until I get answers to these questions. Any help that you might offer would be greatly appreciated. Your sons are 27 and 29, and to this point have shown very little inclination to learn money skills or be interested in business. Let me ask you a question. If you had $5 million in cash and you had two individuals standing next to you who have shown no inclination whatsoever in being responsible adults, would you hand the $5 million over to them? Not unless you had a serious opioid addiction. No, that's crazy talk. You have built a magnificent, magnificent asset in your business. You have 42 people who rely on this business succeeding to for their livelihood, for their ability to pay their bills, to raise their families, to send their kids to college. Turning that over to two young men who have shown no inclination whatsoever and have demonstrated no skills whatsoever. I couldn't care less if they're your sons. That's an insane plan. That makes no sense whatsoever. How do you get them ready to run the business? In my opinion, you don't. So now that we understand that, from your business standpoint, you've got to get busy. You've got to identify someone either inside or outside your business that can step into your role when you're no longer either able to or willing to. You're 58. You've got a sizable estate. You have a new wife. Is there a possibility you may want to travel? You may want to spend time doing other things? I would expect so. So make sure that you're giving your business the very, very, very best opportunity, probability, likelihood of succeeding and thriving. Your business deserves that respect. Your employees deserve that respect. Your customers deserve that respect. We don't hand this type of asset over to amateurs. Now, if for some reason you still believe these young men could be developed, what you do to get them ready to run your business is send them out and get them employed in a business similar to yours somewhere else. Let them get lots of experience, 3, 4, 5 years at least. Let them make lots of mistakes on somebody else's payroll and bring that experience back maybe someday when they grow up. Money skills, I would say to you, do exactly what I tell lots of folks. Have them sign up for the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University course. Whether they do that in person or do it online, the fundamental money management skills they will learn will be invaluable. And for a couple $100, you can't beat the investment. And how do you and your wife plan your estates for each other and for our families? It's very, very simple. You sit with a trusted, experienced estate planning attorney, one that has been through these kind of situations dozens or hundreds of times. You are doing this, facing this situation once for the very first time, hopefully for the very last time, and you have no experience whatsoever in juggling the pieces. An experienced, trusted estate planning attorney will be the exact opposite. We'll have tons of experience, tons of insights, tons of great ideas for you. There's no question in my mind that you can sit with that type of an attorney, perhaps side by side with a financial advisor, and put yourself in a very, very strong position. It's an excellent question, lots of detail, lots of challenges, but I'm very, very confident you can do well. We're on Southside Bethlehem. We're at the Steel Stacks. We're at the Laughing at My Nightmare 5K Run, Walk, Roll event. It is rocking here. The music's fabulous. The people are fabulous. The energy is high. Shane Burkaw is here. Hannah's here. Sarah is here. Sergey's here. I got to stop. There's just too many. There are too many. Diana and Alyssa have arrived. Sue and Stephanie have arrived. Lots more of the MTM team yet to come. We're going to have tons and tons of fun. If I turn this up, I should hear everything. We do thank you. Top of the hour news. Stick with us. Send us an email, gene@askmtm.com. We'll have you back after this on More Than Money.